Autism, embracing differences. Today, we're diving into the world of autism, specifically high-functioning autism. It's a label that often goes unnoticed and misunderstood, but it's time to change that. In this video, we'll discuss how high-functioning autism can shape your experiences and why it's essential to embrace your differences. Have you ever felt like you didn't quite fit in? Like you were different from others without knowing why? Well, it's possible that high-functioning autism could be the reason behind these feelings. Many individuals with high-functioning autism find that what feels natural to them is often seen as weird or too much by others. It can be a confusing and isolating experience. Being labelled as high-functioning doesn't mean that the challenges of living with autism magically disappear. Sure, you may be able to lead a relatively ordinary life, have a successful career, and maintain relationships. However, the struggles associated with autism are still very real. If you have high-functioning autism without realizing it, you may have spent most of your life adapting to the world and hiding your difficulties. In fact, you might not even be aware that you're neuroatypical. This can be exhausting and overwhelming, as you constantly try to fit in and meet societal expectations. While society is slowly becoming more aware of and accepting diverse experiences, the pressure to conform to norms can still be overwhelming in many spaces, and for individuals with high-functioning autism who often question and struggle to align with social norms, this pressure can feel unbearable. As a result, you may have chosen to shrink away from the world, becoming withdrawn and isolated. Unfortunately, this isolation can leave you feeling empty and stuck in life. Your true potential may be stifled, and that's simply not fair. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be this way. High-functioning autism, myths and misunderstandings. Myth: people with high-functioning autism lack empathy. Older research has suggested for many years that autistic persons lack empathy. However, in recent years, numerous studies and anecdotal evidence have sparked intense disputes around this concept. Sadly, the idea that autistic people have no empathy continues to shape how society views neurodiversity, significantly impacting the lives of those with high-functioning autism. The irony is that some autistic individuals have hyper-empathy, which is a heightened sensitivity to the emotions of others. They can detect subtle changes in facial expressions and body language that most individuals would miss. It is not that someone with high-functioning autism lacks empathy, but they struggle to express themselves in the same manner as neurotypical individuals. One study discovered that females with high-functioning ASD engage the same empathy neural networks as neurotypical individuals, suggesting that their capacity to share another's emotions is not fundamentally compromised. However, due to how their empathy is felt and communicated, high-functioning autistic individuals may not be recognized for their empathic characteristics. They may have tremendous empathy, but do not show it through facial expressions or conversation. Others with high-functioning autism may come to empathy through intellectual processes and use logic and reason to show their concern for others. In reality, many high-functioning autistic people feel strongly about the subjects they are passionate about and use their empathic and altruistic drive to advocate for human welfare, animal rights, environmental protection, and other global and humanitarian issues. Myth: people with high-functioning autism do not feel or express emotions. In addition to a lack of empathy, another widespread misunderstanding is that people with high-functioning autism do not experience or express emotions. This is far from the truth. Some people with high-functioning autism can be more emotionally aware than neurotypical individuals. However, they lack the ability to articulate their emotions, a condition known as alexithymia, as discussed above. Many emotions, including fear, anger, and happiness, appear to be experienced more intensely by those with high-functioning autism profiles than by ordinary individuals. They may show their emotions less externally, or their facial expression does not match their internal state which leads to the impression that they do not feel. A person with high-functioning autism, for instance, may avoid eye contact while happy or excited. This does not mean that they do not experience these feelings. It is also essential to keep in mind that many people with high-functioning autism have been bullied or rejected by their peers in the past, and may therefore take them a while to trust and warm up to people or show their emotions. It is essential to remember that each individual with high-functioning autism is unique and displays distinct symptoms and behaviours. Just because one person with autism expresses or does not express themselves in a certain way does not mean everyone on the spectrum is the same. Myth: individuals with autism spectrum disorders do not need or want social connections. It is a prevalent misconception that individuals with autism spectrum disorder do not seek social contact or interpersonal relationships. In actuality, many individuals with high-functioning autism gain some energy from being with people and want deep connections. Even when you are neuroatypical, like all humans, you desire to be seen, heard, and understood for who you are. You might be introverted and function best on your own, but that does not mean connections do not nourish you. If you are socially clumsy, however, you may have difficulties seeking the human contact you need in a healthy, assertive, and explicit way. The struggle with interpersonal relationships is especially salient for those with high-functioning autism, who typically possess the linguistic and cognitive skills to participate in social interactions, but feel like outsiders on the inside. Even in the best-case scenario, they are often viewed as unusual or interesting, but not as a natural part of the in-group. Many with high-functioning autism have accumulated a deep sense of being excluded, misunderstood, and rejected. Because you are high-functioning, you frequently pass as normal, but you feel strange on the inside. Since few share the intellectual intensity, speciality hobbies, or distinctive sense of humour, you may struggle or lose patience in social situations. Deep inside, however, you probably do long for deep and meaningful relationships. Myth: people with ASD have savant abilities. A recent study found that 1 in 10 autistic individuals have savant ability. These abilities are unique and distinct and typically observed in higher functioning autistic individuals. It is unclear, however, why some individuals with ASD acquire these talents while others do not. People with ASD, who have higher IQs and better communication skills, are more likely to exhibit savant talents, but the majority of high-functioning autistic individuals do not possess savant talents. Please remember that you have particular skills that would allow you to make significant contributions to the world, even if you do not present extraordinary abilities that grab special attention. Myth: people with high-functioning autism lack imagination and creativity. This is a common myth about people with autism, but contrary to the understanding, people with high-functioning autism are often very creative and have imaginations that are richer than average. But contrary to the understanding, people with high-functioning autism are often very creative and have imaginations that are richer than average. In particular, many autistic visual artists have a high level of skill based on their exceptional memory and the ability to meticulously create precise representations of images. Studies have also shown that the creative profile of individuals with autism reveals an exceptionally high level of originality. Archaeologist Penny Spickins suggested that detail focus, commonly exhibited in autistic people, was what revolutionized our art scene. Her findings add to the growing body of proof that individuals with autistic traits were crucial to human evolution. Women with high-functioning autism. In general, autism spectrum syndrome is diagnosed more often in males than females, with the sex ratio varying from 4:1 to 2:2.6:1. Autism is also diagnosed significantly later in females than in males. Females are far more likely to have their autism go undetected since their problems are commonly misidentified or completely overlooked. This is due to various factors, including differences in social and communication skills between boys and girls with autism, the pressure to conform, and bias among clinicians. Unfortunately, late diagnoses can have severe implications for the ability of individuals with autism to access appropriate support. Although the signs are often overlooked, many girls with autism notice they feel different from a young age. They may have few friends and prefer to be alone rather than in groups. They may have very specific or niche interests and do not seem to fit in with their peers. Saying that, for autistic girls, their niche interests are not necessarily stereotypical subjects like math or training, although they could be those too, but subjects that allow them to do masking in society, such as psychology. Research shows that depression and anxiety are the most common comorbid psychopathologies in girls with ASD at 40%. In comparison, ADHD at 47% with oppositional defiant disorder at 33% are the most common comorbidities in boys. Sleep problems are also much more common in girls with ASD at 80% than in boys at 44%. This may suggest that girls tend to internalize their anger and stress, leading to symptoms such as low mood and sleep disorders. In contrast, boys tend to externalize their feelings, leading to apparent oppositional behaviors. These tendencies also explain why girls are diagnosed much later in life and have had to spend most of their early lives hiding their struggles in solitude. Indeed, women with ASD have been reported to make more effort to disguise their deficits. It doesn't help that diagnostic tests for ASD are developed based on the phenotype typical male with ASD, which does not include many characteristics of neuroatypical girls. A growing body of research is nevertheless pointing to the reality of the existence of a female autism phenotype. There is empirical evidence that neuroatypical girls and women exhibit higher social motivation and a greater capacity for traditional friendships than do neuroatypical males. However, research into gender differences in autism is still in its early stages, and there is currently no definitive account of the female autism phenotype. There are several challenges faced by girls with autism, one of the most significant being camouflage. Camouflaging is changing one's appearance, behavior, and thinking to better fit neurotypical peers. For girls with autism, this often means suppressing their natural tendencies and appearing more normal. This may be emotionally and mentally exhausting and make them feel deeply isolated, even when surrounded by people. Because they can engage in normal routines and everyday activities, no one sees their pain and struggles. They may feel like they are putting on a mask or acting all the time. Sometimes, after acting in their persona for so long and in so many facets of their lives, they lose touch with who they are, resulting in a chronic sense of loneliness and identity confusion. Why even counselling can hurt? When you are neuroatypical, even places and people supposed to help can become a source of hurt and bruises. Many with high-functioning autism find that sometimes, when they seek help from conventional doctors and psychologists, they experience something that is not only debilitating, but unduly agonizing. This is because many psychologists are trained to look at people from a neurotypical perspective. They may try to assess and judge you based on what they know, public health metrics drawn based on the population's average. If you are an outlier, these standards for health and happiness may not apply to you. Many of your natural, even healthy tendencies, such as sensitivity and intensity, may be pathologized and judged. Instead of getting the help you need, you may end up feeling that there is something defective about you. These professionals may not intentionally try to hurt you, but the effect is the same. When you seek treatment or counseling, your counselor or psychologist may want to fix things that do not need fixing while overlooking what would be helpful to you. For example, They may have fixed preconceptions of what relationships and a healthy lifestyle should look like, and see your atypical way of being as a sign of illness. Often what needs to be fixed is your self-esteem, and the extent to which you can understand and accept yourself. Indeed, you may not fit into mainstream society, which can bring suffering, but the solution is not to completely sacrifice your natural self, but to find a way to be in the world and find a sense of belonging in your own, albeit humble, way. Of course, certain things in traditional psychotherapy can be beneficial for you too. Some theories and skills, such as emotion regulation, theories of temperament and typology, and therapeutic models that honour human diversity, can be precious to the neuroatypical ones. If you are neuroatypical, it is essential to find a professional who is willing and able to see you as you are. Someone who will not try to change your essential nature or force you into a mold that does not fit you. If your authentic truth does not conform to the mainstream, you must acknowledge that conventional wisdom does not apply to you. Even if you are constantly misunderstood, that does not mean you are wrong or flawed. It's difficult to be authentic in a world that values conformity, but listening to yourself is essential. Ultimately, embracing your high-functioning autism means accepting yourself for who you are. It means recognizing that your differences are what make you unique and valuable. By embracing your neurodivergence, you can unlock your true potential and live a fulfilling life. Connect with others who share similar experiences. Online communities and support groups can be a great source of understanding and acceptance. Remember, your journey is valid, and you deserve to be seen and heard. By embracing your high-functioning autism and advocating for inclusivity, you can help create a world where everyone's differences are celebrated. Learning to shrug your shoulders. A letter to the neuroatypical souls. One of the most pertinent lessons of being a highly sensitive and intense person is learning to shrug your shoulders when you feel ostracized by the world, rejected by a friend, or abandoned by a lover. You can start by acknowledging and accepting who you are to gain such strength. Your trait as an atypical, sensitive, and intense person is a gift. High-functioning autism. You did nothing to get it, nor can you get rid of it. It was given to you at birth. You are wired that way. You love deeply, but you may not be able to say it. You see beauty where others don't, but you may not have a pal who appreciates it alongside you. You have a unique sense of humour, and those who understand it are delighted by your presence. A normal day for you is a roller coaster ride for others. You have a million shades of emotions, nuanced observations, and complex thoughts at any given hour. Your thoughts are deep and complex. When you read a book, listen to a song, or watch a movie, what you see or hear are not merely images or sounds, but rather multi-layered, interwoven meanings and existential questions. Your mind has the ability to travel a million miles even if you sit still. You may not know it yourself, others certainly don't see it, but your heart breaks when you see the world's pain. You love fiercely, not just humans, but nature, science, the arts, a discipline, and the world. As a child, you were not afraid to show it, but when you realized how much your passion threatens others, you learned to hide. How much do we adjust our intensity and oddity to match the world's frequency? Any intense and sensitive misfits across time and space ask this question. If you tell the truth, others become frightened. You are relentlessly giving, but not everyone can reciprocate. You may be dismissed and judged when you try to reveal the real you, speak your mind, and express your true feelings. People may blatantly say you are dramatic, arrogant, and extreme, or they quietly retreat and passively punish you. It takes incredible courage to stand up for yourself and be who you are. But here is a crucial piece of wisdom for the neuroatypical gifted soul that you are. Once you accept yourself, including everything that comes with high-functioning autism, other people's judgment, criticism, and rejection will hurt less. If you can wholeheartedly accept your intensity and drive for what others see as odd, you will find it easier to navigate the world. Your interpersonal fragility will decrease because you no longer depend on other people's love, acceptance, praise, approval, and appreciation. In the past, if a friend went silent, you might immediately think you had done too much. You would wonder if you had said too much, revealed too much, acted too extremely, or acted in a way that elicited their judgment. You might have fallen into the trap of self-blame and shame. You might blame yourself for acting the way you did. You might be unable to do anything else while you anxiously await their responses. You might wonder how can you edit your words and change your personality so that you will not be rejected again. If you had experienced family trauma in your childhood, intense feelings could arise. You might feel abandoned by the world and betrayed by those who are supposed to love you. You sink into a deep ditch of silent anger and hopelessness. In some therapies, you are told to eradicate the thoughts and feelings because they are irrational and that you are catastrophizing. But intellectually, knowing the rejection may or may not be true doesn't mean your nervous system can calm down. To the hurt inner child within you, even the mere chance that someone would dislike you can feel like the world is collapsing. Thus, rather than rationalizing and arguing with others, the ultimate strategy is to parent yourself so well that you will no longer be dependent on other people's love and approval. Here is a new path that will bring you more peace, freedom, and joy. The way of unconditional self-love. Having it, you no longer hinge your peace and sanity on other people's timely responses to you, what they think of you, or whether or not they like you. Learn to be yourself. Intense, sensitive, quietly empathetic, restless, curious, and passionate. Do not pretend to know less than you do. Do not hide the extent of your true feelings, and do not put yourself down before others say something. Make a joke, even if it's not understood. Cry when you feel the urge, and laugh out loud when you want to. Call when you want to, be warm if you want to, and speak your mind without over-editing every word. Express your strong opinions and respect others. Tell them you are offended when you are, and it is okay to express your needs, even if you are not asking others to meet them. Authenticity is your natural filter. If someone loves the above, they are your person. If not, you need not bow to their preferences and lovingly release them to find someone better suited to be their friend. As long as you act honestly, the outcome is best for all. When a relationship or friendship ends, you are naturally sad and disappointed. Still, at the same time, you have learned to shrug your shoulders and know that for every person who rejects your qualities, there will be another person who will fall in love with them. If they say you are too much. If they say you are too much for them, then perhaps they are not enough for you. Other people's judgment cannot hurt you if you do not allow it to hurt you. Your intensity may mean that it's harder to find acceptance in the general population, but the rarity of your gift is also what makes it a gift. When you find someone who appreciates your intelligence, is excited by your processing speed, and delights in your humor, you will create a space that feels so transcendental, you realize you do not need the whole world to love you. Even if you have not found your soulmate yet, there is no reason to not fall entirely in love with yourself. Your rich life experience, unique perspective on the world, and deep empathy for sentient beings near and far are all wonderful qualities that deserve love and appreciation from first and foremost yourself. Consider how much lonelier it is to be with someone with whom you need to edit yourself than it is to be alone but connected to yourself. There are ways you can learn to be alone and not lonely. Look in the mirror and appreciate your beauty. Cook a delicious meal and be grateful that you have functioning sense organs. Take a walk in nature and be enchanted by the colors and the beauty of the sky. Feel in your body the deep knowledge that every animal, tree, and flower is your friend. You are anything but alone. Look up into the sky and talk to God, the Buddha, Allah, any higher power that you believe in, or a departed loved one, knowing that they are forever in your heart and that love never dies. Build a personal library and have virtual conversations with brilliant and like-minded souls near and far. Create a piece of art or music that expresses your most profound truth, and know that the moment someone resonates with your work is a deep spiritual connection. There are ways to take such good care of yourself that growing old means saging up. Know yourself so well that you say no to that which does not excite your heart. Give yourself permission to receive nourishment and know that you are worth it. Be so gentle, so loving and compassionate with yourself that you feel safe in your own presence. Be so encouraging and loving that you do not believe in mistakes, only in learning. Accept the imperfection of friendships, enjoy what is there, and let go of what is not. Mourn the ideal parents you never had, but vow to be the best parents you can be, even to yourself. Sylvia Plath did say the best way to get what you want is to be who you are. So, starting today, when something has not gone the way you expected, when you feel judged, rejected, or abandoned, can you learn to be on your own side? Shrug your shoulders, give yourself a big hug, then move on and rock on.